Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Tracy Isles. She is one of the organizers for Relay for Life for Dallas County. So, Tracy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Joe.
So, Relay for Life is this weekend. So, tell us the basics about this year's event.
Okay. The event will be held on Saturday, like you said, the 28th, 4 to 9:30. Right now, we're planning on having it at the high school track. Depending on the weather, we're keeping an eye on that. If it gets too cold or too rainy, we'll move to the high school gym. We'll have opening ceremonies beginning at 4 o'clock, which will include our honorary survivor speech, who is Kay Finissa this year. And then we host a 5 o'clock, we have a survivor community dinner, and that is open to all cancer survivors and a caregiver. That meal will also be open to the community as well. They're welcome to come out and join them in that as well. And then from 5:30 to 8:30, we just have a lot of fun games planned. Our theme this year is Game On, Join the Fight, playing games but not with cancer. So we have a lot of fun games. We have Operation and Clue and Scrabble and that kind of thing that we'll be playing. That'll be followed by the Luminaria ceremony at 9 and closing ceremonies at 9:30.
All right. Now, I know each year you have themed laughs throughout the night. So What are some of the themes for this year's?
This year, like I said, we're doing the board game theme. So we don't necessarily have theme laps, but each half hour to an hour we'll be playing a different game. Like I said, we'll have Operation, we have Clue, we'll have a Jenga tournament, Scrabble, we have Bingo, everybody's favorite, we have Frozen T-shirt contest, that kind of thing.
All right. So this is usually very well participated. How many teams do you know that you're going to have this year, and how many do you expect?
Right now we have 9 committed teams. Those teams, we're a small relay, but those teams work really hard throughout the year and do a lot of fundraising throughout the year.
All right, talk about that fundraising, because all of the proceeds go to a very good cause, correct?
Correct, absolutely. We do a lot of fundraising through the year. We do an annual garage sale. We have Bike for Life that we do. We also have, as right now, you'll probably start seeing the purple toilets. They've been circulating around town. We call it Flesh Out Cancer, and we bring in a purple toilet and put it in someone's yard, and then they pay to have it removed and moved on to another person in the community. So that's a fun one. We also do an egg your house fundraiser around Easter.
Right, and then all the proceeds go to the American Cancer Society, correct?
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, so talk about their mission and how Relay is one of the most important fundraisers every year for that society.
Absolutely. The American Cancer Society helps a lot of people that are dealing with cancer, anywhere from support groups, information, rides, lodging during cancer treatment, just a huge support system for anyone going through that.
All right. Now, what do you know about the honorary survivor?
Her name is Kay Finissa, and she has agreed to be our honorary survivor this year. We're excited to have her. She will do a talk during opening ceremonies, and we're excited to hear from her.
All right. Now, is it too late for most people to get involved directly with Relay for Life then?
Absolutely not. We do want to encourage everybody to come out. You do not have to be on a team or be a cancer survivor even to come out and enjoy the evening. So we have a lot of fun activities planned. You're welcome to attend the community dinner as well. So, no, we encourage everyone to come out and join us.
All right. I remember last year your event was moved inside.
Yep.
Talk about the differences between having it outside at the track as compared to inside in the gym.
We pretty much, everything is the same indoors. Of course, the track is smaller in the gym, but other than that, we try to move all of the activities indoors. We'll even have the Luminaria inside as well. And so we're keeping an eye on that. We're, again, hoping to be outside this year, but right now that's not looking like that might be a possibility. So we'll make a decision probably Friday night as to where we'll be and let everyone know.
All right. If people are interested in learning more about Relay for Life and getting involved with this year's event, how can they go about finding out more information?
You can always go to the American Cancer Society website. They have a Relay for Life website. You go there for all the information. You could click on our event and get more information there. You can always contact me. My cell phone number is 515-720-2270. I'll answer any questions that you have. That's fine.
All right. Now, one of the most important questions that I ask people with events such as this is the why question. Mm-hmm. So it may seem obvious, you know, why it's important to raise money for cancer research, but I'd like to hear it from you. Like, why do you feel like it's so important to keep events like Relay for Life going and to support the mission of the American Cancer Society?
Sure, absolutely. Unfortunately, cancer seems to affect almost everyone, and we feel it's very important to keep fighting and keep raising those funds for everyone that is fighting, and hopefully someday nobody will have to fight again.
Okay. Anything else that you'd like to mention about this year's Relay for Life festivities?
No, I said we encourage everybody to come out, even if you know you don't have to be there all day. If you want to step out for a while, that's fine. But I said we've got a lot of fun things planned for everyone.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tracy Isles, for joining me and for all the information, and I hope you have a great turnout this weekend.
All right. Thank you so much, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Tracy Isles. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.